Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 65 of Painting on Glass. It seemed like a good idea that day. There's a slight difference in leading an artistic and a regular life.
Leave another sign for me to find behind. So I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This might be something to show me.
Welcome back to this show. Today we'll be taking a closer look at little things when it comes to talking about living an artistic life. And so now, let's go for it.
Tales of wandering men, women side by side. Someone I could hold on to, someone to deny. I tried anything I could before I fell again. It's good to have you back again. So good to have you back again. I tried to remember how it felt close by your side. The moment I stopped thinking, I knew it could be right. 'Cause any spoken word is better than a dream. So good to have you back again. Good to have you back again.
Before we begin, let me tell you that there is one thing we gotta keep in mind when talking about the way of living we all have to do in this or the other way, of course. There is no better way or anything like this, not at all. We all do so the way we were born in and we find out for ourselves. The way you lead your life is the most personal thing that can be, and nobody knows better than you, for sure. But focusing on an artistic way of life, there might be some things to mention, and that's where we will be going to today.
Voices calling wild and free, calling after all. Can't you see the writing on the wall? And colors do emerge when I hear her name. So good to have her back again. Have her back again.
Well, sometimes many a friend of mine has taken a kind of bewildered look at me while saying, how could you do this or that? Didn't you feel that it was possible to run in the wrong direction? Well, that's the moment I gotta smile and somehow try to answer something that might be hard to understand at first. Because in life, you have to think first before you go for some kind of decision or something you're about to become real. In living artistically, you go first and see afterwards if it was worth doing or simply a mistake by Head and Tards, this aim that looked good at first sight. It only works that way when writing or creating something new. But it's so different in the way we are in our jobs or a regular life that needs some kind of decision you might rely on.
I know I'm the running one, drifter you may say. A drifter running for so long with no place he could stay. A change that took me by surprise when you called my name. So glad to have you back again. So glad to have you back again.
You always have to keep in mind the way children like to play. They don't think about the benefit of what they are doing. An artist is slightly similar from this point of view. Because you never know if the stuff you're working on is good or not. It'll show and will be revealed the day it is finished, not before. And only then you will be able to tell. It's that simple, you see. You know that I choose the songs for my podcast episodes carefully. You do. And so did I with this song, Glad to Have Her Back Again, from the 2018 album Dusk Arising. I had an affair with a wonderful woman that was kind of intense and remarkable in many ways. After we broke up, there was a chance to get together with her a second time, and so did I. Again. Friends were shaking their heads, but I was used to going first and see what might happen. It's that what I told you about creating something and not judging too soon when you're about to step into it. And of course, we split apart after some while. You can't fix things that were broken in days before. But this might be an aspect you might can't understand. We had another time to enjoy that lasted quite a while. It was worth it. You know?
Voices calling one and three, calling after all. Can't you see the writing on the wall? And colors do emerge when I hear her name. So good to have her back again. To have her back again. To have her back again.
This dreamlike dancer, you know, might be hard to understand, and it's not easy to communicate whenever it comes to trusting somebody new. Sure. But as a writer, a singer-songwriter, as an artist, you're wonderfully doomed to living your life this way. You do have a respectful way of criticizing what you or someone else is doing, sure. But you got to go for it first. Because it all shows in the end, whenever it might be finished. Now you know, and maybe it helps you to understand a bit better. I really hope so.
To have her back again.
Now, I hope you enjoyed this little trip. God bless all of you good people. It was wonderful having you with me around in this episode. I took this song from the album Dusk Arising. And if you like being with me right here, just spread a word about it and please leave a rating or review because it might help others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. One painting on glass. Lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind.
start. We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Hank, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.